Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Most of us take our feet for granted. Putting one foot in front of the other is nothing special, right? Wrong. Our feet lead us down the path of life, from sunrise to slumber. Your feet are marching to the beat of your day. So let's take a moment to acknowledge that our feet are pretty neat. And live better with Medibank. To learn more about private health insurance, go to medibank.com.au. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to 100 Days to 100Ks. This is week 12, and I am very close to embarking on my ultra marathon, UTA Ultra Trail Australia 100 kilometer ultra marathon in the Blue Mountains on May 18th. Yeah, far out. It is well and truly underway, my prep. And yeah, this episode today is going to be sharing with you all of the different equipment that I need to take in my mandatory gear to be able to complete the race. There's a whole list of things that we need to have with us, and then we have to get it checked off by a store that's accredited or by the pre-race catch up the day before to show that we have all of this gear, or you get time deducted, or you're just not allowed to run the race. It's all for safety and to help us get through it. And a big thank you, of course, to Wild Earth Australia. Wild Earth is an adventure and action sports store, and they've been helping me get ready for the UTA race, giving me access to all of their incredible equipment, from my running shoes to my running vest, my nutrition, all of the clothing items I need, and all of the other things that I'm going to share with you very shortly in my mandatory gear I've picked up at Wild Earth Australia. And they've done something very special for me. If you are an adventure person, or if you're a runner, or if you just need any equipment to go and get outdoors, then I encourage you to go check out Wild Earth Australia. If you head to the link in the show notes, you can sign up to the Wild Earth Wallet Access Pass, where you're going to get a discount price on every item you ever purchase from Wild Earth every single day of the week. So fill in the little form where it says club, put in Good Humans Pod. You can add the wallet pass then to your mobile phone, where you can use it in store and get the discount, or your account will be loaded up when you shop online as well to get that discount price all day, every day. So big thanks to Wild Earth for supporting me on this journey. All right, let's get into the mandatory gear that I need. So I'm on the website now for the UTA, looking through this list, and far out, there's plenty of stuff that I need. I have about half of it right now, and I'm actually going into Wild Earth tomorrow to pick up the rest of the gear. So I'm going to be doing a video packing all of the gear into my carry pack and showing you how we fold it up to fit it all in. But I'm just going to run you through now all the gear that I need. So first thing I need is a long sleeve thermal top. Needs to be a special sort of quality. Another thing I need is a waterproof and breathable jacket. I then need a beanie or balaclava or head sock. I need a mobile phone fully charged. I need a whistle. I need an emergency space blanket, which is a blanket for if you get injured and you get cold and you need to wrap yourself in the space blanket. I need a compression bandage. I need water bottles or bladder with a capacity to carry 2 liters of water. So right now I've been running with 2 500ml bottles in my vest. So I need to carry 2 extra 500ml bottles to be able to make up that 2 liters of water. You need 2 food bars or food portions with you at all times, a Ziploc bag for your personal rubbish, your race number, a timing tag for backpack, a high visibility safety vest, a headlamp, a compass, a lightweight dry sack, long thermal pants, fully fingered lightweight thermal gloves, a small backup light, long leg waterproof pants, and 100 weight minimum long sleeve synthetic fleece top. So you can just imagine how much gear I just talked about I have to have with me at all times for the race, which is just crazy. So it's actually going to be quite interesting, because it's going to mean I'm going to have an extra fair bit of weight on me for the run. So imagine having to run 100Ks, but then throw all that stuff in, might be an extra 5, 6, 7Ks. 5, 6, 7, kilograms of weight with me. So it's only going to make the run harder. But yeah, big thank you to Wild Earth. I'm going to be going and picking up all the stuff that I don't have yet from there. And yeah, I know they've got everything in store. And they can also sign off your mandatory gear list. So if you're running in an ultra marathon and you need to get your mandatory gear checked off by an accredited store or location, Wild Earth Australia can do that. So big thanks to them for helping me out. And yeah, looking forward to the run. Very close now. Now I'm going to fill you in on the training that I got done last week. I'm going to be honest, it wasn't my longest session ever. I got, what did I get done this week? I only got, I'm just opening up my Strava. I only got 32Ks done this week. I was actually quite sore from last week doing my biggest week yet. I did 78Ks last week, which was massive. And my body was pretty sore. My legs and knees were a little bit sore and I didn't want to push it too hard this week and just burn myself out or get injured. So I took it somewhat easy, but here's what I got up to. On Tuesday, I did a really fun run, actually. Tuesday morning, I got up at 4 a.m. and went running with a few friends of mine, Tommy Herschel, Whippet, and Keegan Hipgrave. We went and did 14Ks. We went from Tugan, the beach at Salt Mill, and ran all the way out to the border trail, did a nice little lap at the border trail, cut down to the road at Currumbin, and then ran back along the road to do 14Ks. So that was a good way to start the week, running at a 6-minute pace, nice, solid run. I was pretty happy with that session, but my body was starting to get a little sore. After the 35 on Saturday, rest day, or two rest days, and then the 14 on Tuesday, I was just feeling, yeah, not that great. My body wasn't really bad, but it just felt like I needed more rest. So I got out there then on Wednesday and did a little 5K run along the beach, got a bit of a, yeah, solid little beach run in, doing some stuff with my partner on the beach, and yeah, felt pretty good out there. And then I did my last run for the week because I knew I needed to get something in on the Friday, and did 12Ks just from Palm Beach to Burleigh Heads and back, which was nice. 5:15 pace, picked up a bit of speed. But then over the weekend, I had the big Fisher concert on Saturday on the beach at Coolangatta. Fisher's, for anyone who doesn't know, my brother-in-law, so it was a big family event for us. So this whole weekend I've just had family in town and a really busy schedule, so that was kind of my excuse as to why I didn't get any running in over the weekend. I definitely closed my rings and did a lot of time on my feet on Saturday for the festival, and then I was pretty hungover, to be honest, on Sunday. I've been so good and clean and sober and ready to, yeah, get good for this race, but then it's my 30th birthday this Friday and I was like, I don't want to party for my birthday the week before the race. So I've got this one crazy opportunity with this big concert, 30,000 people, and yeah, just access to all of the exciting things with the family. So yeah, that was my weekend. I got away from the running, but just went out this morning, Monday morning, got a quick run in. That's why I didn't get a recording this episode out right early in the morning on Monday, because busy weekend, but I got a quick little run in then this morning to kick off my Monday, and yeah, ready for a big week ahead. It's going to be taper week, cooling down, just chilling out a little bit, trying to get the body feeling really good. A lot of mobility and stretching coming up this week, so looking forward to that. Big thanks to everyone who's tuning in. I'm very close to this run, and I know a lot of you have been supporting me along the journey. I can't thank you all enough. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. I've got some massive updates coming over the next few weeks. The post-race update is going to be really fun. I'll take you guys really into my mind and how the run went. And yeah, really excited for you to hear all about it. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on Wednesday.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.